This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named John M. Brown, J-O-A-N, middle initial M-B-R-O-W-N, date of birth 01-20-1938, date of appointment February 11, 2025, requesting physician Samantha Relay, PA, SamanthaReleyPA. Dear Samantha Riley, I have the pleasure of seeing Joanne Brown today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 87 year old, right-handed Caucasian woman. Who went to the Natal Latour Hospital. About 6 weeks ago, on that day, she was sitting at the edge of the couch. She was moving the hand, did not answer, unresponsive, no loss of consciousness. In the hospital, she was diagnosed with UTI pneumonia and TIA. She was started on antibiotic. She was confused, having hallucination. From Nathan Latour Hospital, she went to the Wilkinson facility. She was hallucinating and agitated also over there. Now she is back to home. She's doing good, sleeping and eating well, no agitation, no hallucination. Past medical history. Chronic kidney disease, TIA, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, emphysema, peripheral arterial disease, diastolic congestive heart failure, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, essential hypertension, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, colonoscopy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, levothyroxine, benazepril, metoprolol, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, Tylenol, Seroquel, now in tapering dose, Trilegy, oxygen, social history, she is an ex-smoker, stopped smoking 20 years ago, occasionally drink alcohol. She is retired, she is divorced, lives alone, have 3 children. Family esteem, mother deceased with cancer of the lung, father deceased, heart issue, stroke, one sister with hypothyroidism, one brother deceased, heart problem, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes and nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having anxiety, muscle pain, back pain, poor control of the bladder. Review of the system. I personally review the physical examination, blood pressure 160/90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, systolic murmur present, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice sinuses, but edema of the ankle present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick in both hands and feet, but it is decreased in the left foot. Assessment and plan, 87-year-old right handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, encephalopathy resolved. Number 3, rule out carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 4, anxiety. Number 5, muscle pain and backache. Next paragraph. When she was admitted to the hospital, her symptoms are indicative of encephalopathy, but TIA is also a possibility. I will continue the same medication, including Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily. I offered the EMG of the upper extremities to rule out carpal tunnel syndrome, but patient is not ready for that. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.